Good morning. The storm system that brought the steady and at times heavy rain our way last evening and overnight is now lifting north into the Canadian Maritimes. It's taking the steadiest precipitation along with it. In its wake, temperatures mainly in the 30s with areas of dense fog this morning. In some cases, visibility is lower than a half mile, so that could slow down the morning drive. We do have a few spotty rain showers around, but another cold front out toward Buffalo is heading in our direction. This will keep skies mostly cloudy today, and with a southwest breeze, we should push back up into the upper 30s and lower 40s by lunchtime. Then as the front pushes through, we'll see the wind flip around to the west-southwest and drive in colder air, and we'll spend the rest of the afternoon into the evening with temperatures falling back through the 30s and in some cases even into the 20s with scattered snow showers. Heavier lake effect snow squalls will develop in the snow belts later this afternoon and last into the night tonight. Overnight, blustery and cold with a few passing snow showers from time to time. Readings back down into the teens to around 20 for an overnight low. This will leave us with a blustery and colder day tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies. Still the risk of a snow shower, but highs only in the upper 20s to around 30. And more cold air for Friday with temperatures staying in the 20s with a mix of sun and clouds. Over the weekend, a dry cold air mass will be in place. Mostly sunny skies, mixing with clouds from time to time, blustery only in the mid-20s on Saturday and lower 20s on Sunday. We'll begin to moderate a bit on Monday with sunshine giving way to clouds and highs in the lower 20s, and with a clipper passing through on Tuesday, a chance of snow showers with highs near 30. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low over the Pacific Northwest will slowly weaken and move to parts of the Great Basin over the next couple of days. The circulation around the upper low will help stream a plume of moisture into California. The storm will produce coastal rain and higher elevation snow over parts of the Pacific Northwest and north and central California. The rain will be heavy at times along the coast, while the snow will be heavy over the Sierras. In addition, snow will develop over parts of the Great Basin into the central and northern Rockies. Winter storm warnings have been issued from northern California across the west into the central Rockies of Colorado. Additional moisture flowing into the same region over the next 5 to 10 days could produce even heavier precipitation, and it looks like snow will be measured in feet across the Sierras, and flooding will be a concern closer to the coast. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility and light snow and fog, 27 degrees with a west wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1/2 mile visibility and fog, 36 degrees, the dew point 35, 97% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.40 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at McAllen, Texas, and Marathon and Stewart, both in Florida, to a low of 25 below zero at Jordan, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, breezy near 50, Boston becoming partly sunny and breezy near 50, and in Buffalo, cloudy and windy, with rain showers changing to snow showers and heavier squalls, with temperatures falling through the 30s and into the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low 31. The average temperature, 34, that's 11 degrees above normal. 48 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, no snow, just a tenth of an inch of snow for the month, that's 1.6 inches below normal, and 14.5 inches of snow for the season, which is 4.0 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 64 set in 1950, and the record low 15 below zero in 1904. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:35 p.m., 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute since yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a few rain showers this morning, then snow showers this afternoon with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the middle teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a few rain showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and windy with a passing snow shower tonight, lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a few rain showers this morning, then snow showers this afternoon. Highs by lunchtime in the upper 30s, then temperatures drop the second half of the day. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a few rain showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and windy with a passing snow shower tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, becoming windy, with a few rain showers this morning, then snow showers this afternoon, with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and windy, with scattered snow showers tonight and lows near 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, a snow shower possible in the upper 20s to around 30. A mix of sun and clouds, a few snow showers Friday in the mid-20s. Mid-20s on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, very cold Sunday, upper teens and lower 20s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Monday in the lower 20s and back to 30 with a chance of snow showers on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.